Hey everyone, let's take a look at the end of chapter Luke, or Luke chapter 20, and the beginning of Luke chapter 21. There's two scenes that, well, separated by the chapter division and by a subtitle in ESV, are actually really important to be taken together. So verse 45 of chapter 20. "And in the hearing of all the people, he said to his disciples, 'Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and love greetings in the marketplace, and the best seats in the synagogues, and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation.' Jesus looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the offering box, and he saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. And he said, 'Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on.'" When you really start paying attention in the Gospels, any of the Gospels, when you really focus in and take section by section and notice the themes that are being emphasized and the themes that are being reiterated and underlined, it almost as if you go, well, how did I never see this theme before? So one of the themes we've been tracing out in the Gospel of Luke is that Jesus is the returning master come to judge his house, the temple, and if he doesn't find the fruit that he expects to find, it's going to be torn down. And that theme is simply underlined yet again here. In Proverbs 25 and 15, it says, "The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but the boundary of the widows he protects or establishes." And I think we can see that theme illustrated here. Notice that there's a widow in both. Jesus excoriates the scribes for devouring widows' houses. The indication there is that they love these robes, they love their reputation, they love public acclaim, and all of that is at the expense of widows. They build, as it were, their reputation at the expense of the vulnerable in their midst. And then, notice in the next scene, Jesus specifically notes a particular widow, and he sees all these rich people putting their goods in, he notes this widow. So we might imagine that some of the rich are scribes whom Jesus has just excoriated, and maybe they're putting in wealth to be seen by other people that in many ways they got from exploiting the vulnerable in their midst. This is precisely why Jesus is saying he's going to tear the temple down. It was meant to be a house of prayer for all nations. It has become a place of preening and reputation and self-regard, a place where the vulnerable are disregarded. And he says, no, that's not what my house is for. I am going to tear it down. Notice, too, that Jesus has been getting on to the Sadducees, but then back when the Sadducees tried to ask Jesus about the resurrection and tried to trip him up there, a scribe said, "Teacher, you have spoken well." Well, Jesus responds here, "Beware of the scribes." He turns around to all the people, says, "Beware of the scribes." The Sadducees and others flattered Jesus to try to trip him up. Jesus, in love, I think, doesn't flatter, but rather calls them on the carpet in front of everyone and says, these guys are totally focused on the wrong things, on the surface, on image, on reputation, on religiosity, and not on the heart, which is caring for the vulnerable. And so, because of that, their house, this temple, will be torn down. So I think that we should remember, too, it's so easy to read these scenes and think, oh, yeah, those guys were so bad, and not allow the Lord himself to examine our vineyard, to examine our lives, and see if there are places where the vulnerable are protected or where there are places where we maintain our image and our reputation before other people. So may the Lord examine us, and if he needs to, may he lead us in repentance, and may we be those whose lives bear the fruit that he is looking for by his grace. Amen.